This spring, Oklahoma faced a problem it hadn't in a while: too much water. As State Impact's Logan Layden reports, much of that floodwater flowed into rivers and out of Oklahoma, and that's sparking big new ideas at the state capitol and rousing an old fight.
I'm here at Lake Stanley Draper in Oklahoma City. The city pumps water to this reservoir along the 100-mile Atoka pipeline. The water comes from poverty-stricken but water-rich southeast Oklahoma, where water drives the tourism industry. Here, it helps quench the needs of the thirsty metro, but it also fuels the fight between those who have water and those who don't. So when the group Oklahomans for Responsible Water Policy heard about a legislative study called Drought and the Redistribution of Water at its annual meeting, Speaker Jerry Ellis, a former state senator, fumed.
Why do you think Representative Doug Cox requested this interim study? He has 1 year left. He's not going to face the voters again.
Adding to the anxiety, the legislative study coincides with a potential change in the powerful Oklahoma Farm Bureau's position on selling water out of state. In the past, Farm Bureau has been against the idea. But VP of Public Policy John Collison says it's time to reconsider.
And don't just say to Texas. Maybe it's to California. Maybe it's to New Mexico. If we have an excess amount of water, and that's to be studied down the road and looked at, if we do have an excess amount of water, why wouldn't we sell it? We sell our oil and gas. We sell our excess wind. We sell our excess resources all the time. Why are we not looking at selling excess water to fund water infrastructure? And it is a revenue for the state of Oklahoma.
Farm Bureau would love to see more pipelines bringing water to farmers and communities in western Oklahoma. President Tom Buchanan made that clear during the study on Monday.
We have areas where it rains and areas it doesn't. We have areas that have more water and areas that don't. But the waters of Oklahoma, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members believe need to be developed so that all Oklahomans benefit.
That kind of talk worries Russell Dowdy with Oklahomans for Responsible Water Policy, who knows how important tourism is for his part of the state.
The comment seems to assume that water in southeastern Oklahoma isn't somehow developed, as if it's just sitting there undeveloped. And I would say that a strong and vibrant recreational community down in southeastern Oklahoma requires that water to be there. We are using it.
Farm Bureau might call water used for boating, fishing, and swimming excess water and push for it to be piped west. That fight continues. But that's not the water Farm Bureau is talking about right now, or that Representative Doug Cox had in mind to sell when he proposed this study.
You know, I've lived on Grand Lake for 34 years, and I stand on that spillway and watch that water racing over it and thinking, you know, we're not making electricity with it. We're not using it for industrial use. It's just waste.
Cox, a Republican from Grove, envisions a much more grandiose and some would say outlandish idea to solve Oklahoma's water problems for good. Capture the water that dams release when it rains too much, store it, and sell it to help fund the construction of a network of water pipelines crisscrossing the state.
The solution is to create a central treatment and distribution network using that excess eastern Oklahoma water so that we can get economy of scale to hold down costs and relieve local communities of the increasing burden and expense of treating the water locally.
The idea has merit and wouldn't touch water used for recreation. But the list of problems with it goes on and on. Water only flows over spillways occasionally. How would we store this excess water?
I was thinking along the lines of a tank storage, a concept of a tank farm for water similar to the tank farms that we have in Cushing for oil.
Tank farms, new lakes, pumping water into depleted aquifers for storage. And Oklahoma has agreements with other states like Texas and Arkansas to let certain amounts of water flow naturally across the border. But the biggest problem, water infrastructure is massively expensive, and the scale of Cox's idea is huge. There are plans to replace this Atoka pipeline with a new one. The cost for just that one pipeline project, more than $1 billion. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is part of a partnership between Oklahoma's NPR member stations. We have this story and a link to the reporting collaborative on our website, kgou.org.